Hello, my name is Brian Novoselsky, and welcome to the Over the Counter podcast. Today, we are joined by Lisa Miller, Associate Dean and Clinical Professor in the Department of Pharmacy Education and Practice at the University of Florida College of Pharmacy. Welcome and thank you so much for joining me today, Lisa.
Thank you for having me. I'm really glad to be here.
Awesome. So today we're going to be discussing the fragmentation of menopause care in the U.S. and what pharmacists' roles are in improving patient outcomes and collaborating with providers across the healthcare continuum. So Lisa, to start us off today, can you just discuss what are the key issues that persist today or have persisted for a long period of time in the menopause space for women across the U.S.?
Yeah, sure. So one of the biggest issues is that menopause is often treated as a series of separate symptoms instead of a natural physiologic transition that affects the whole woman. And so a woman will see one clinician for sleep problems, another for mood changes, another for weight gain, and someone else for genitourinary symptoms. So each issue may get addressed individually, but no one is stepping back and asking how all these changes might be connected. So many women end up with multiple recommendations, medications, supplements, and conflicting advice, but they still don't have a clear plan when they leave. I think another ongoing issue is the fear and confusion surrounding hormonal therapy. After the Women's Health Initiative, many clinicians and patients understandably became cautious. But since that time, we have more nuanced data and an understanding of who may benefit from hormone therapy and who may not be a good candidate, and how timing, dose, formulation, and route all matter.
Awesome. Well said. Yeah, I'm excited to kind of dive into this space. Like I said, kind of in our previous talks, we don't do a ton on the menopause space, but it's super important, especially with a lot of ongoing developments within women's health, even though it's kind of a segmented population within healthcare. But these conversations are super, super important, and pharmacists can and will play a significant role. So kind of want to definitely dive all through this topic. So kind of starting with pharmacists a little bit, how has the pharmacist's role in treating patients with menopause evolved up until now?
Well, it's similar to other areas of pharmacy. I mean, historically, the pharmacist's role in menopause has been limited to dispensing and counseling on prescriptions used for menopausal therapy. And then for quite a long time, compounding pharmacists have been making compounded hormone formulations. But pharmacists are really trained to look across the entire medication regimen. And that's incredibly important, especially in menopause care, because many women are juggling much more than just one prescription. So they may be using hormones, but they could be using antidepressants. I see a lot more women in the menopause transition using the GLP-1 medications for obesity. They use a lot of supplements, vaginal therapy, sleep aids, and over-the-counter products all at the same time. So I think as medication experts, pharmacists are really uniquely positioned to identify drug interactions, duplicate therapy, incorrect dosing, side effects that may be mistaken for new symptoms, and even opportunities to simplify some of the treatment that these women are receiving. And then we can also help women understand what to realistically expect from the treatment that they're receiving, when to follow up, or when more care may be needed. So I think that's really where pharmacists can bring a tremendous value.
Awesome. Yeah, very much agree on. And yeah, this is very in line with kind of, you know, the greater healthcare ideas of, you know, whole patient health and really assessing all facets of a woman's health within this space. And, you know, yourself, I'm sure you know that the pharmacist is just like you said, in kind of so many other areas within pharmacies, like pharmacists are primed to address this as long as, you know, some silos, some barriers are broken down. So yeah. We'll kind of dive into the greater healthcare landscape within this. So why do you think menopause care is so fragmented today? And where do you think is the best place to start in reversing this trend before it's like truly detrimental to women across the country?
Yeah. So really, in many ways, menopause care reflects the broader healthcare system that we have today. And in general, healthcare is organized around medical specialties and body systems. And menopause doesn't fit neatly into any one of those categories. So for example, a woman in perimenopause may experience a long list of symptoms. I'm going to rattle some of those off right now. Insomnia, anxiety, migraine, heavy menstrual bleeding, brain fog, joint pain, weight changes, and changes in libido. And all of these can happen at the same time. So often, depending on which symptom she mentions first, she could end up seeing a primary care physician, or a psychologist, gynecologist, psychiatry, orthopedics. So every clinician may be doing really good work within their area, but a lack of communication across areas leads to fragmented care. And I think we especially see fragmented care in this country, but especially in the menopausal patient population. Another issue that is that menopause education has received very little attention in many health professions programs. Now, that has improved over the last 5 years, but there's still some very skilled clinicians out there who may not feel fully prepared to manage the complexity that they see in a midlife woman's health. So again, I mean, menopause is a normal life transition, but that doesn't mean that it's always clinically simple. So I think from a practical standpoint, I think we need really better collaboration and clearer care pathways. So we need clinicians who use shared language and understanding when referral or coordination makes sense. And for pharmacists specifically, one of the most valuable starting points is simply mapping the patient's symptoms, medication, supplement, any previous treatments that they've had. And that alone can really provide a lot of clarity, both for the woman and the healthcare providers that she's seeing.
Awesome. Very well said. Yeah, I love that. I think it kind of highlights the, you know, a lot of areas within healthcare are definitely moving to, you know, less fragmentation. Obviously, it kind of sounds ideal in some respects, but at the end of the day, it's not, certainly not universal. And it's kind of those small steps to improve, you know, outcomes among patients in the menopause space and beyond. So I want to dive into like how pharmacists can really instill that collaboration and kind of get started really. So how can pharmacists in more traditional community or retail settings initiate this collaboration in the menopause space to improve outcomes and even access as well for menopause care?
Yeah, so I mean, community pharmacists are often, I mean, they are the most accessible healthcare professionals. Study after study has shown us that. And so that makes them really incredibly important in menopause care. And really for the pharmacist, the first step is just recognizing patterns, because this is where a lot of physicians kind of fall short because they're only looking at their specialty and they're not recognizing patterns across multiple areas. So for example, if a woman's regularly picking up medications for sleep or mood, vaginal symptoms, weight management, I mean, that can really open the door to an important conversation that the pharmacist can have right there at the time with the patient. So even asking something like, have these concerns changed any during perimenopause or menopause? Or even having that conversation of, some of these things occur during perimenopause. Has anyone told you that that might be a possibility? All of those things can be really incredibly validating for women that are, you know, confused within the healthcare system about what's going on. And then pharmacists can also help patients better understand the therapies that they're using, whether that's hormonal, non-hormonal, supplements, over-the-counter products. All of those things are routinely used that women use in the menopause transition. So we can really help women sort through what's evidence-based, what may be risky, and what may deserve further discussion with their healthcare provider. And then on the collaboration side, I think pharmacists can really build relationships with local gynecologists, primary care physicians, even mental health providers in their area. And then one discipline that many people overlook are pelvic floor therapists. So all of these are very useful healthcare providers in a woman's armamentarium for going through the menopause transition. So within all of these settings, a pharmacist providing a concise medication regimen or a related recommendation can be really valuable. So for example, I always say, like, if you have a patient that you see, you could always say something like, you know, this patient's using multiple OTC sleep products along with an antidepressant and is continuing to report frequent night sweats or vasomotor symptoms. So she may benefit from reassessment of these vasomotor symptoms and some additional treatment options. So I really feel like community pharmacists, they don't have to become menopause clinics. They don't have to open a menopause clinic to make a meaningful impact.
Yeah, that was perfectly said. For like, first off, I really appreciate kind of the real world examples of like what a pharmacist might encounter within this space. But also on the collaboration side, you know, I kind of just thought that those specialists that you listed, it's like, not only is it going to help them kind of manage their patient load with the pharmacist's help, but it's also going to help the pharmacists kind of differentiate themselves within their communities and, you know, revenue that's a potential other opportunity. And, you know, that it could just really grow within this space. So, I think that was perfectly said, and I appreciate this conversation. I kind of just wanted to dive a little bit deeper into the pharmacist expertise for this next question, and then kind of put a bow on the conversation to discuss menopause in the healthcare continuum. So, firstly, what about the pharmacist expertise in menopause care do you believe is often overlooked or undervalued? And how could the pharmacist community really come together and make their places known in improving these outcomes?
I mean, we've talked about fragmented care. So getting back to the fragmented care that I talked about earlier, I think what's most overlooked is the pharmacist's ability to see that entire treatment picture. They're the one person that's going to see everything come together from all the various specialties. And so we've kind of discussed how many women are piecing together advice from multiple clinicians. But what we haven't talked about is that they're also getting advice from social media and online menopause influencers and other women in social media groups. And not all of that information is correct. So where I really see pharmacists helpful is that I feel like they're the best trained to step back and say, is this safe? Is this necessary? Is this helping? And is there something here that might be making the patient feel worse? Menopause care is so often reduced to like the question of whether someone should or should not take hormone therapy, but it's a whole lot broader than that. And that's where pharmacists come in. It involves medication safety, cardiometabolic risk, mental health, bone health, all of those things. And they often come to the pharmacy first looking for answers. And then one place that pharmacists really shine is that I feel like they have a very practical understanding of formulation and route for various hormonal products. So they can talk to women about oral versus transdermal estrogen, what local versus systemic therapy means, drug interactions, how to monitor adverse effects. So all of these are areas where pharmacists really can contribute meaningfully. I also think pharmacists need to be more visible and confident in the space. I think we need more continuing education. We could always use more in the menopause space, but again, so could all healthcare professionals. And we could use better practice tools and stronger representation in interdisciplinary menopause conversations as well. And again, we're not replacing clinicians. We are just helping make the care that they receive safer, more clear, and more coordinated.
Great. Yeah, I love that. I think it goes back to, the pharmacist, like you said, they don't need to open up a whole menopause clinic, but their expertise is there. It's well known and it can be used and utilized. So yeah, I really appreciate you today. Kind of just wanted to end with, based on everything we've discussed today between the fragmentation, the pharmacist role, and everything in between, what does an unfragmented menopause landscape look like to you?
To me, it looks like a system where women don't have to work so hard to be heard or taken seriously. When a woman presents with a wide range of symptoms, the clinicians would recognize that these symptoms may be connected. That doesn't mean that everything's going to get blamed on menopause. I don't believe that it should, but it does mean that menopause is appropriately considered. And it means that a woman leaves with a clear plan. So they understand what's happening in their body, what their treatment options are, what lifestyle strategies matter, and then when they need follow-up. And from a systems perspective, it means collaboration between all of those specialties that we talked about. And each clinician brings their expertise, but the patient is no longer left trying to assemble all of those puzzle pieces alone. And then for pharmacists, I think it means being recognized as a routine part of the menopause care team. We're helping make the care safer and more clear and more coordinated. And ultimately, I think good menopause care helps women feel informed and supported, not dismissed or overwhelmed or left to figure it out all on their own.
Great. Yeah, that was a perfect way to cap this off. I really appreciate you adding some really necessary nuance to this space and kind of the pharmacist role and how there's so many opportunities there to improve health outcomes going forward in the future. So yeah, I really appreciate it, Lisa. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Of course. Have a great day.